News. Arizona's Afternoon News. KTAR News. KTAR News. 92.3 FM.
California's deadliest wildfire continues, although as we learned yesterday, the weather is now cooperating. You don't have the 50 to 60 mile an hour winds that just, you know, fuel that fire and just make it run even hotter and faster across entire subdivisions. One town, Paradise, was wiped out. Paradise, California.
See the pictures?
Yes.
It is incredible.
I've never seen anything like that.
I've never seen anything like it either.
Let's talk to Alex Stone. He's been with us all week, ABC News correspondent in L.A. County. Alex, now we're starting to hear that people are complaining there were slow evacuation orders. What happened? Why couldn't I get out? Why weren't we told earlier to leave?
Yeah, and, you know, that's the same thing we heard in Santa Rosa last year. And when these fires are running that fast and internet goes down, which means your phone isn't getting the push alerts, your cell service goes down, TV is out, really the only lifeline is radio at that point. And they get the message out that way. But other than getting in front of the flames and getting on loudspeakers and banging on doors, people don't get the word because there is no communication. It all goes down very quickly in these mass disasters, and they can't get phone calls out because the lines that are up are overwhelmed at that point. So the sheriff's department is saying it did what it could, that it was racing in front of these flames, moving 50 miles an hour in the wind, but it couldn't move fast enough and get people out. Again, same thing in Santa Rosa, where so many people died last year, where they said they just, and we saw from body cameras after the fact, they were doing what they could. They were running from house to house, banging on doors, pulling elderly out of the homes, but they couldn't do it fast enough, and not everybody got out.
From what we understand, too, and you know, you being a native of California, especially the Santa Rosa area, when the campfire went down to Paradise, some people are saying the decision was complicated because of topography. You've got this town that sits on a hilltop and is hemmed in by canyons, so they didn't want to, I guess, put everybody on alert because it would only clog traffic and people then couldn't escape either. So it's darned if you do, darned if you don't in some of these towns or some of these parts of California.
Yeah, there is a belief that they held off for a little while because there is only one way in and out of Paradise, which is why so many people died. Many people were caught in their cars in bumper-to-bumper traffic trying to get out. Oh. But had they called for that evacuation, their concern was that Paradise might survive, but then people would die in their cars trying to get out of town because the roads would be overtaken. There was no good answer, and this happened instantaneously, and as typically these fires do, there was no time for thinking. The flames came out of nowhere, it seemed like, and then they were racing through town. This isn't a thing where they knew for 2 days beforehand, and they were watching the fire inch toward a community and decided, should we do it, shouldn't we do it? This was, there was no fire, and then there was fire, and it was racing through the community. And that's what we've seen with more and more of these. It's what we saw with the car fire in Redding earlier this year. It's what we saw in Santa Rosa last year, where there's little to no warning. The fire starts near the community, and then it runs in powerful winds far faster than humans can run, and then there's no getting out. It's too late. People are waking up to fire all around them, and only the lucky make it out, which unfortunately is what happened in this case.
Alex Stone, ABC News, talking about the California, the deadliest wildfire in California history. So could they, you know, you mentioned in Paradise, what, there are one or two ways to get in and out. They're also talking about, could you build an escape route? Could you build different routes to get more people out so they don't sit in the traffic and burn to death?
Well, and that's what Governor Jerry Brown is now proposing. He's saying that these towns and communities in California need fire escape routes better than what they've got right now. And I don't know what the right answer for an escape route is. Do you build a highway out of every town just in case there's a fire? Do you do it only for mountain towns? Santa Rosa wasn't a mountain town. Redding is not, at least in Redding itself, a mountain town, and they couldn't get people out of those canyons. When you have homes, and folks, you know, in the mountains of Arizona know this well, that when you're living in the mountains and people want the homes up in the canyons, up the windy roads, secluded from everybody else, you're going to build a highway from their house all the way down. It's going to be a difficult discussion to get people to agree on, but that is talk here in California right now, this thinking that there need to be escape routes from these mountain communities.
Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent, L.A., talking about the campfire specifically. What have you heard about looting? We heard that I think Alec Baldwin's daughter was arrested, and she said, "No, I'm not looting. That was my mom's house. I'm just trying to get I'm just trying to get some mementos and anything that's left out of my mom's house." But we've heard other stories about people dressing up as either EMTs or forestry people to try to loot. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, in Northern California, there's not much to loot. Everything is gone. Southern California is really that where that's been an issue. And because the bad guys also know that there are a lot of celebrity homes in the evacuation zones. And if they can get in there, they've been burglarizing celebrity homes the last couple of years anyway. If they can get in there when there's nobody around, then this is a perfect time. There have been a couple of reports of looting. Ventura County, they arrested a couple of folks. There typically are issues with that. In Redding earlier this year, they had quite a few problems with that. And they have super saturated the evacuation zones with deputies and with police officers looking for that. You know, but what Baldwin's daughter was talking about, I mean, on a personal side, when I showed up in Santa Rosa, my folks had been on vacation. They were out of town when the fire broke out last year. And I flew in and they told me, go to our house, get the baby books out, get our documents out, do what you can. And quite honestly, I was able to get beyond the barricades because of press credentials. But then my worry was it was 11 o'clock at night. Police were going around with a spotlight on every home. Whoa. That, yeah, I grew up in that house. It's my parents' house. They told me to go in and get this stuff, that I was going to be arrested for looting. And you know, it was like dodging, you know, you feel like you're the prisoner trying to escape from the prison,
right,
waiting for the spotlight to come by. It's a tough spot to be in because you want to do it for your family, but I have no way to prove that I grew up in that house or that, you know, except for running out with photos from inside. And she likely was dealing with the same thing. You want to help out your family. You want to get all of those important documents, but you also could get caught for looting because the police don't know.
Alex Stone, ABC News correspondent in Los Angeles County. Alex, again, thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Thanks, guys.